What you allege, sir, in this is an assault.
I'm afraid of this man.
An ex's horror story.
You filed 2 restraining orders.
The reason I filed, Your Honor, is on this video.
Will his proof live up to his hype?
Put it back now. Put it back now. Get out! Ah!
Do you have an order of protection that was granted to you? The answer is yes or no.
No.
There's a reason for it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Daniel Guevara is suing his ex-boyfriend, George Scott, for the return of payments on a horse trailer.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 522 on the calendar, the matter of Guevara versus Scott.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Guevara, let me see if I understand your lawsuit. You and Mr. Scott, up until sometime in 2016, were in a relationship for about 3 years.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you lived together.
Yes, Your Honor.
You're involved somehow with horses.
Yes, Your Honor.
And at some point during that relationship, you purchased, along with the defendant, a truck and a horse trailer. And you each put down some money for the down payment. According to you, you were paying the monthly payments on the truck as well as the trailer. Now, the two of you separated when in 2016?
We separated but still lived together in February of 2016.
And shortly thereafter, the two of you, according to your complaint, drew up a contract with regard to what you were going to do with this truck and trailer.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to see a copy of that contract.
Thank you.
Fine. Let's move quickly with regard to this. Somebody took over the truck. Truck is not of interest to me anymore. You got somebody to take over the truck. The only thing we have unresolved is the trailer. The trailer was in Mr. Scott's name because he had better credit. The agreement was you were supposed to continue to make payments on the trailer, not to the entity that had the mortgage on the trailer, but $800 a month to the defendant. I don't know whether you did or didn't. I actually, quite frankly, don't care. What your lawsuit wants is the $5,000 in payments that you made or more towards the trailer that you bought when?
October.
Of what year?
15.
New or used?
Brand new.
How much was the total purchase price?
I do not have the contract to that effect.
What was the total purchase price, Mr. Scott?
It was $10,000.
How much is left on the trailer?
$9,000.
$9,000 left?
Yes, because of the interest rate that I was paying, so it hasn't come down that much.
So $9,000 is left, meaning that there's $1,000 in equity.
Yes.
In the trailer. You want the $5,000 that you put into it. That's not going to happen.
Your Honor, I made every payment towards that trailer.
I don't care.
From the first day.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Even if I cared.
Yes.
He doesn't have $5,000 worth of equity in the trailer. That's what happens when two people who are not married.
Yes.
Have a situation where they buy property, it's in one person's name, the other person's paying for it, and then you come to court and you ask the court to resolve the issue. I'm telling you how this issue is going to be resolved.
Absolutely.
If he wants to, because it's his trailer, it's in his name.
Yes, Your Honor.
He can sell the trailer. I don't know how much he's going to get for the trailer, because at this point the trailer is 2 years old, right?
Yes,
and
Your
it's
Honor.
Been used.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you're not entitled to money back, even if you had an agreement.
Yes, Your Honor, but I do have a video of why I wasn't able to have a discussion with this gentleman, and I wanted to sit and have a conversation.
Just a second. What difference does it make with regard to what I just said to you?
I had a restraining order filed against this man for attacking me, and I could not come and discuss the terms with him, and he never called.
Like, what
I could not negotiate that. Would have paid cash for the trailer. If he would have called and made that arrangement, I would have given him the cash to pay the trailer off. However, he didn't call. He came and just took it. And the only reason that I did that is because he's a hospice nurse, and he would put me on these pills that he took from dead patients.
Mr. Guevara, this is a straight-up case.
Okay.
The property is in his name. The two
yes.
of you are not married. You were
no.
in a relationship. It was foolish
no.
to buy things together. It was doubly foolish to put the debt in his name. Is he using the trailer?
We
are
have
you
a business.
Using,
yes.
You're
he
using
is.
The trailer.
Yes.
Okay. And you're paying the monthly fee
yes.
for the trailer.
Yes, I
and
am.
And it's in your name.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Case is over. And you used the trailer for 2 years?
We used the trailer together.
Good. Then you shouldn't have put it in his name.
If I may. The thing is, what's really important for me to express to you, Your Honor, is I would be willing to negotiate any type of payment or payoff on the trailer because of the nature of my use of it. No problem.
Just a second. Buy another trailer.
I did. I have purchased another trailer. However,
just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
So you bought another trailer?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you buy another trailer?
2 months ago.
Mr. Guevara, we're done.
Okay. But, Your Honor, it's very important to me why I express the reason why I could not ever approach Mr. Scott because of this video. I need you to watch this video.
I don't care why you couldn't approach him. I don't care if he built a moat around himself with crocodiles. Do you understand?
I completely understand.
The trailer is in his name.
Yes, Your Honor.
He's paying the loan off on it. You used it for 2 years, and for 2 years you made payments on it. But because of the interest rate, the payments didn't come down. He still owes $9,000 on the trailer. Our case, yours, against him is over. And I don't know what you're doing here because you bought another trailer anyway for which I assume you're making payments.
However, if I may, Your Honor.
And I don't care why.
If I may, during that 2 year period, Mr. Scott and I shared a business together.
I don't care.
So not only did I use the trailer, he did use the trailer as well.
Who cares?
We both used it.
If you wanted it in both of your names, which would have meant that you split equity in the trailer.
Yes, ma'am.
And also the responsibility of the trailer.
Yes, ma'am.
You would have put it in two people's names, not one. So I don't care why.
I understand
the
that.
The law doesn't care why.
I understand that.
Think about the moat. Think about the crocodiles. I don't care why you couldn't approach him. I want to know why you filed for a protective order against him the first time, because that's his counterclaim. His counterclaim is money owed for lawyer's fees due to a false restraining order. Now, you filed two restraining orders. When was the first one?
I filed the restraining order in October.
October of 2016.
October of 2017. 16. I'm sorry. 2016. I apologize, Your Honor. I'm a little...
You have a copy of the...
I'm afraid of this man, so I do. I have a copy.
Let me see it.
There you go. There you go.
Sir, this does not tell me the reason that you filed it.
The reason I filed, Your Honor, please, is on this video. Why I filed for the restraining order.
I want to see a copy of what you filed. That's not a copy of what he filed, Mr. Scott. You file a 2 or 3 page document. He makes certain allegations. Something that happened in October of 2016.
I'm sorry, Judge. Actually filed in December, and our
court... Well, he says October of 2016.
But here's the original...
May I see it?
Yeah.
You filed it in December, sir, 2016, not October.
May I be corrected? I filed it in December, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. What you allege, sir, in this is an assault,
yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
Now... I only have one thing to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is what you're telling me that on that tape you have memorialized the assault that you complain of in this request for a protective order?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's this assault?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it.
And you're aware it's been...
Don't
sorry.
Speak. I'm on your counterclaim.
Okay.
If he has film of that, I'm going to dismiss your counterclaim.
Okay.
Then we're done.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. This took place where, sir?
At Mr. Scott's home.
On what date?
What are you doing?
I don't have the exact date for you.
Before or after you separated?
After we separated.
Done. I can't... You better not hit me. I speak. Put it back.
What were you doing in the house?
I was resting in my room.
Put it back now.
Oh, so you were living together, still living together.
We were still living in the same home.
Put it back now. Get out! Ah! Ah! Help him!
That was an attack, and which created my bicep muscle is now torn. I am going into surgery to have a cadaver put in from that attack, which is on my right bicep.
Do you have an order of protection that was granted to you? The answer is yes or no.
No.
There's a reason for it. Now, the last time you had contact with the plaintiff was when?
That was at our last court date, January 18th, 2017.
Would you tell me what the disposition was of that case in January of 2017?
It was dismissed with prejudice.
Was there a trial? A hearing?
Yes, yes.
Did you testify?
Yes, we both had.
Did he testify?
Yes.
And you were before a judge?
Yes.
And the judge had a face sort of like mine?
Yes.
That looked at him like this? Like I get it?
Yes.
And did he show the same tape to the judge that he just showed to me?
Yes, they went. They actually went in chambers, our attorneys.
If I may, Your Honor.
That just, I don't care whether they went in chambers or they went to Pluto.
Yes.
And you had a hearing.
Yes.
You had a hearing.
Yes.
And the case was dismissed.
Yes, ma'am.
If I may, Your Honor, our judge did order the CD to be used admissible in a court of law for a trial.
Let me explain something to you. The judge dismissed your request for a restraining order.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a reason the judge dismissed your request for a restraining order. The same reason why I'm throwing you out.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
If the two of you want to play house together and move into a bedroom together, why should he pay for that?
He didn't tell me that he was going to pay the rent without letting me know.
You know, you sound very, very stupid, Miss Hovey. You don't mean to sound so stupid, do you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Daniel Guevara says, ex-boyfriend George Scott owes for the return of payments on a horse trailer. George is countersuing for lawyer fees, lost wages, and a false restraining order.
Now, Mr. Scott, I don't know what happened at the end of this tape. There's no question that the plaintiff was goading you and was setting you up for something with regard to this tape.
Yes.
There was no question in my mind, and there was no question, actually, in the judge's mind who heard the restraining order case.
Yes.
Because what happened there, being videotaped, was clearly somebody who was setting you up.
Yes.
Which is why his case was dismissed. That's what I think. It's not what I know for sure. So I'm dismissing your counterclaim, because I'm not sure.
Thank you, Your Honor.
But I'm sure enough to know that if I were trying his case for a protective order, I, too, would dismiss it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye. We're done.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Daniel has some personal issues he needs to deal with.
I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing well. My life is great.
Keeps on harassing me via Facebook and what have you.
There is more to this case.
The lies just continue.
And I hope George owns his stuff.
I really do hope he gets the help he's in. I have no hard feelings towards him.
Because I know the truth. George knows the truth. And we're good.
You know, and I just want to move on, and I really wish he would move on.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Turner versus Hovey. Step toward.
19-year-old Nathaniel Turner is suing his ex-roommate, 19-year-old Elizabeth Hovey, for unpaid rent.
Mr. Turner, you and the defendant rented an apartment together.
Yes, that's correct.
And that says of August of last year.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you move into the apartment?
August 18th.
And when did the defendant move into the apartment?
August 20th.
What was the rent on the apartment?
$950 for a two-bedroom, one-bathroom. $475 a person.
When did the defendant move out of the apartment?
I believe it was October 17th.
Did she pay rent in October?
She did not pay October rent.
Did she pay September's rent?
She did not pay September's rent either.
In total, how much money did she give you?
She paid $306 for her and her boyfriend's portion of the rent.
When? In what month?
It was the prorated August rent.
Okay. Are you still in the apartment?
Yes, I am.
Who are you there with?
I'm with another roommate.
Name?
I found Tori.
And when did Tori move in?
She moved in at the end of October.
Did she pay any part of October's rent?
Yes, she did.
How much?
I don't remember exactly. It was...
Well, let's try to remember exactly.
Okay.
How much did she pay you?
About $200.
So you're out of pocket for the month of October, $275, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And no rent was paid in September?
No.
Go.
I'm sorry, but...
You and your boyfriend live in a place you didn't pay September's rent. Why?
Well,
that's not an answer. You lived in a place with your boyfriend. You moved the boyfriend in. He wasn't on the lease. You and the plaintiff signed the lease, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now you're three people, and he's very nice. He says, you give me half, right? Because that's all he's suing for, actually, is half. Half of the rent for September, which he didn't pay. And since he mitigated his damages in October by getting another roommate relatively swiftly, that's inures to your benefit. So that's $275, despite the fact that you actually lived there in the month of October.
Correct.
Why didn't you pay rent?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did somebody put a collar around you and drag you into the apartment with your boyfriend so you could share a room from your parents' house and from his parents' house so you could share it? Somebody put dog collars on the two of you and drag you in there? Why should he pay for that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nathaniel Turner says ex-roommate Elizabeth Hovey owes for rent.
Why didn't you pay rent?
I did for the first month.
How much did you pay and when for the first month?
He did initially pay the first payment and the security deposit. He wanted to move in a lot earlier than expected. I was not prepared.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
On what date did you move in?
August 21st.
Okay, so you were there in August.
Correct.
So you have to pay rent.
He paid it before me without letting me know until a day after he did so.
So what?
I was not prepared. He did not warn me that I would be moving in that weekend.
It's not a surprise that you have to pay rent. Where were you living before?
I was living actually at home.
So you were living at your parents' house?
Correct.
And where was the boyfriend living?
At his parents' house.
Well, if the two of you want to play house together and move into a bedroom together, why should he pay for that?
He didn't tell me that he was going to pay the rent without letting me know.
You know, you sound very, very stupid, Miss Hovey. You don't mean to sound so stupid, do you? You sign a lease, you have to pay rent.
That's correct.
So there's no reason why you didn't pay rent for September.
He paid it without letting me know. And he moved in before me without letting me know, told me he had already
moved in. Why does he have to let you know? You signed a lease.
I was not prepared to move in, and I did not realize
it would be that soon. You signed a lease.
Mm-hmm.
Not with him. You signed a lease with a landlord.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
You can't be a baby.
I thought I would be moving in September. I gave him all of the money I had.
Did somebody put a collar around you and drag you into the apartment with your boyfriend so you could share a room from your parents' house and from his parents' house so you could share it? Somebody put dog collars on the two of you and drag you in there? Why should he pay for that?
He shouldn't have to, but I...
Good. You owe him $775. We're done.
Your parties are excused. You may step out.
He actually moved in without letting me know, paid the rent without telling me he paid it.
We actually spoke the day that I made those two payments, and she agreed to pay me 2 days later, which she, of course, did not. So
I don't know if it's affected too much. I feel like there's still a little bit of tensions, and I understand, so.
It's a lot nicer to live on your own sometimes. Roommates can be not so fun.
Living on my own.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Angelic versus Johnson. Step forward.
Matthew Angelic is suing his ex-fiancée, Sandra Johnson, for the return of money he paid for a car and the value of a wedding ring.
All right, Mr. Angelic, this is what happened. You and the defendant were together. You were a couple. You bought an old car together. You each put down half on the car, which was $1,600 each. And that was a year ago.
Yes.
You broke up. You used the car together. It was the only vehicle that you had together. You broke up and the defendant kept the car.
Yes.
You want your $1,600 back.
Yes.
That's not happening. And you want a wedding band, or some sort of wedding band.
Yes.
The defendant says that she bought you a wedding band. You bought her a wedding band. Is that true?
That is true.
Where's your wedding band that she bought you?
It's at my house. I offered to give it back to her. I tried.
What is she going to do with the wedding band that fits you?
I don't know.
So she bought you one, you bought her a wedding band?
Yes, I paid.
Well, you don't get a wedding band back. You take yours, sell yours. She can take hers and sell hers. Let's get to the car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. To the victim of a scam, go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, car is an interesting situation that I deal with all the time. Your both names are on the title to the car?
Yes.
Where is the car?
It's at my house, Your Honor.
Good. Sell it. Whatever you get for it, you give them half. That's easy.
It is pretty much, Your Honor.
Just a second. That's easy.
Yes.
But you don't get back your $1,600. The car is depreciated. I don't know what kind of shape it's in. The two of you used it for almost a year. How do I know what it looks like?
Well, that's not exactly the case. We only both used it together for a couple of months.
That doesn't matter. This 17-year-old car increased in value? Over
not
the last
at all.
Year? No, it decreased in value. And I am not the person who tells you what the car is worth now. So what you have to do is, I would say that you have to sell it, and whatever you get for it, you should give him half.
I agree with you.
That sounds perfect.
It does.
That sounds great.
It does.
We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out, leave your paperwork.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
So where in the law does it say that they can keep the dog? An eviction forced them to part with their pet.
They came over for a block party that I had. They ate, drank, and left their dog.
Now you want the dog back.
Judge Judy.
I'm pleased with it.
Not exactly what I was expecting, but you can't win them all.
Matthew at times can be very difficult.
Definitely wouldn't do it again.
I just think it needed a judge to tell himself.
Well, we see how it turns out.
Time to go separate ways.
It's time to go separate ways.